ESPN on First Take, they were having a debate there of who would be that team. And listen to my man Joe, old Joe Fortenbaugh. He had this to say as he picked the Texans, and listen to his, and I want you to listen to it. Listen to his reasoning of why he selected the Texans. And do you think it's legit? Honest to God, be as objective as you possibly can. Do you think it's legit?
I'm going to take the Houston Texans. I'm going to say they missed the playoffs this year. Ooh. You start with the fact that everybody loves the Houston Texans. Yeah, that's how they built Caesar's Palace out in Las Vegas, because everybody with the exact same opinion often works. But that's just the joke part of it, right? They're a 10-win team from last year. You peel back a lot of what they did, there's reason to believe some regression could be coming. Everyone is very fixated on CJ Stroud's fantastic. D'Amico Ryan's fantastic. Sky, 5 years, it's stock you want to own. Next year, I think there's a step back. Number one, 7-3 in one score games last year. That's an outlier performance. That regresses to the mean. It means you end up losing more games next year. Number two, top five in turnover differential. There's no stat that predicts wins and losses more than turnovers. The turnover differential falls back, and they were on the outlier side of the spectrum. If that falls back, you have losses there as well. Another thing no one really talks about when we just gush over this team, which again, they deserve a lot of it. They had a very easy schedule last year. They have a top seven schedule in terms of difficulty this year. Targets on their back. People are coming for them. So you go ahead and you take a tougher schedule. You take a couple indicators that probably aren't going to break their way. One score games comes back to earth. Turnover differential comes back to earth. They did add Steph Diggs. There's a lot to like about them. Again, 3 and 5 years out.
I'm not going to lie to you. We've had conversations about some of these things that he brought up.
We don't like that.
Leading to the offseason, we've had conversations about some of these things that were brought up. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, is it legit? Do you think he is legit, or are you seeing him as somebody who is not as aware of what's going on with the Texans, or even further, a hater? Do you get the sense of that? Somebody just coming in on the text line, 100% correct. They have a much tougher schedule, and they will now game plan for C.J. Stroud. Well, I think they game plan for C.J. Stroud, but I think they do. That teams may view the Texans differently, and him, their approach going into it.
Look, I'm not picking the Texans to miss the playoffs, but I do admire and respect debate, if you will. Not that they debated anything, but a good layout. Like, I mean, he is spot on with everything he said. And to be honest with you, it's more of a compliment to what they did last year than it is maybe a backhanded or maybe a negative about this coming year. I mean, it's just reality, y'all. I mean, the odds of C.J. Stroud leading the league in passing yards per game and also the fewest interceptions is the odds of that happening are slim to none. The odds of them winning 70% of one score games that they're in is slim to none. And those, you know, the turnover issue, the turnover thing is going to, I think it's going to make for a different outcome. It's going to, and so I think all of his comments were, I think were spot on. It's all the things that I'm worried about. Again, it's not about backsliding or somebody not being as good as we thought they were. It's that last year was so unbelievably good that it's going to be hard for CJ. Let's be honest. Ain't about the team. It's about CJ. It's going to be difficult for CJ to match that. And even with that last year, you look at how the season unfolded. It was a great second round of the playoffs, 10-win season. But you beat a team that didn't have their starting quarterback damn near the entire season. You beat their backup team, and it was a failed fourth down that really they should have converted that got you into the playoffs. And then you beat a team, another one, that didn't have their starting quarterback in the Cleveland Browns to get to the second round. Again, not minimizing it, just it the reality. CJ was having an unbelievable year, and it was a rather easy path. It's going to be different this year without a doubt, and I thought old buddy laid it out nice.
Yeah, from the text line, no, it's not legit. It's bull S. Absolutely legit. The next text, floor 9-8, ceiling 12-5. It all depends on injuries, turnovers, and one-score games are not luck. Everyone is not equal. dude is just a hot take, Harry. No way they missed the playoffs.
Can I agree on that though? Like the point in the middle that he made, the turnover ratio and one score game is not luck. You are very, very correct. The weapons on the sideline that are your offensive coordinators, how well this football team is coached, how tight they are, and the chemistry that is, all of that plays into winning one score game. So I just think if you look at the league over time, teams being 7-3 in one score games is an outlier, like you said.
But where it does play differently on that is you're also now going up against more teams.
Come on.